Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Quality Hub, chatting with ISO experts. I'm your host, Xavier Francis, and today we're here with Scott Dawson, president of Core Business Solutions. Thanks for being here again today, Scott.
You bet, X, and it's kind of cool to be in the new studio setup.
Yeah, I'm liking this. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
we're not going to do it every podcast, but here and there we can, you know, to get that. It's always a pleasure having you here, Scott. And for everybody who's listening and watching, now over the course of the next several weeks, we're excited to explore a range of ISO standards beyond the well-known ISO 9001. At Core Business Solutions, our ability to work with companies extends well beyond ISO 9001. We support our customers with consulting, training, and software in a comprehensive array of ISO standards. In addition, we support cybersecurity, which is what we're going to be talking about today, NIST, and CMMC compliance and certification. But as I said, today we're going to be talking about how cybersecurity is a form of quality from a high-level business point of view. So, Scott, can you explain a little bit more about how a QMS can be applied in a cybersecurity situation?
So, if you think of cybersecurity as in your technology and the use of your technology as aspects of your organization's processes. So you think about it from the, and I'll use some ISO language here, the process approach, okay?
Yep.
And computers are usually involved in most processes today, either generating information or running your equipment,
right,
or processing data or that type of thing. Having clear policies about the proper use of your computers, about the maintenance of your systems, about the protections you're going to have in place, having objectives, goals for things like training in your organization, mm-hmm, on a regular basis, or testing of your having remote vulnerability tests being, mm-hmm, done of your system on a regular basis, or other kinds of objectives, which we think of as quality objectives. But it doesn't seem to me you're fudging things at all.
No.
To say these are aspects of our quality, because this is an aspect of our process.
Yep.
These are tools in our process.
Yep.
Just like we have a calibration system.
I was just about ready to say
for
the calibration.
Manufacturing, yep, you know, inspection tools and things like that. Shouldn't we also have a calibration system, if you will,
yeah,
on your computer systems?
Maintenance schedule.
Exactly right.
Sounds like
all
ISO
of that's
me.
Very parallel. That's exactly yes, right. So another piece to look at is process documentation. Having details on proper use of information generated from computer systems, or the information you have to enter into those systems, or other use of sensitive information.
Having that, how it's stored.
Exactly right. Yeah. Yep. How to properly use the equipment. So I don't know how many times we've seen this, but if somebody has a sticky note on the side of a computer out in the shop that says, here's the password,
yep,
for those of you,
yep,
who need to use the computer, because,
yep,
we don't want everybody to have to remember a password, so we're just going to put the password, yep, right there.
And they see the password as an inconvenience versus as a security measure.
Exactly right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a common thing,
yeah,
just to say, you know, our process is going to be locked down more than that. But then you have technical processes like keeping your computers updated.
Mm-hmm.
They call that patch management,
yep,
you know. How regularly are you downloading and installing those updates?
Right.
And many of those updates require your computer to be restarted. So you can download all day long, but if the computer never gets restarted,
then it hasn't applied
the patch. So now your computer is just as vulnerable as if you'd never downloaded it anyway. In our company, we have, you know, restart Fridays, reboot Fridays. Mm-hmm. Every Friday, when, yep, you leave for the day,
reboot your
computer.
Yep. Yep.
Because during the week, our IT department has installed certain things, and they're depending on by Friday that those computers are going to be restarted. And if they're not, guess what? You get a little reminder.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, that,
yep,
kind of, yep, thing, as we should.
Yeah.
So we're incorporating that into those processes into the disciplines and routines of our organization.
So if you're a tool shop, think about it as maintenance.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
You know.
And this is a tool.
Yep. That's the tool.
Right.
You have to calibrate it, maintain it, mm-hmm, make sure it's up to spec, mm-hmm, and it's safe.
And make sure people know the proper use.
Yeah.
Right? And what to do in the case of a problem.
Yep.
And what to do in the case of an emergency. You know? We also could talk about resource management, mm-hmm, and product realization and how it's used within our organization. And now, if you're not in manufacturing, let's say that you're in service or you're in software development, security is still just as important. And if software is a part of your product, or it is your product, mm-hmm. you have to design it from the ground up to be secure. And of course, I'm sort of preaching to the choir, I'm sure, at that mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I am.
Well, and that's another aspect with, if you can go into manufacturing as well, if you're manufacturing something that's electronic, the Internet of Things, doorbells,
yep.
you know, switches for your outlets, all of that stuff is hackable.
Yeah. Lights in our studio. Lights.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So, you know, if you're not planning how are we going to put and writing code to protect that from a security standpoint, it can make the vulnerabilities. Yeah. And now you're talking about a lot of people.
Yeah.
If we're talking about something that's sold on Amazon and everybody can buy yeah. your doorbell or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So design and development, it certainly applies there. Measurement, analysis, and improvement. We, you know, think about measuring things that can affect quality. Well, if cybersecurity incidents can affect quality, shouldn't we have some measurements around that too?
Absolutely.
What kind of data should we be collecting? Who's looking at that data? What are our acceptable limits on some of those things? Mm-hmm. And how do the problems get escalated to get dealt with right away? Let's just talk about patch management, for example. Mm-hmm. How often are updates actually installed on our computer systems? Who knows whether or not they're being installed?
Right.
And could that become something that we want to track? Every week we're going to apply the patches and we want a log of when those are happening, and we're going to want to monitor whether or not that's happening or not. Having metrics and KPIs around some of the disciplines or processes that are necessary to maintain cybersecurity.
And the thing about this too, when you're looking at KPIs, you might be looking at a percentage, say, well, if we can hit 80%, but it only takes one computer for yeah. your system to get broken into.
Yeah.
So you're probably going to want some pretty tight
pretty
metrics.
Stringent, you know, acceptable yeah. limits there. You know, what kind of KPIs or information is top management looking at? You know, what's on their KPI list for, say, management review, for example? Is cybersecurity even mentioned as part of management review? Could you add that as an agenda item and have two or three, you know, key metrics reviewed at the senior level? Keep management informed, keep them aware of what we're doing to protect ourselves. Talk about the results from, say, previous scans that were done on your network, things like that. If management's not involved, then it's going to be hard to keep it as a priority as a business. Mm-hmm. But keeping it in the forefront of a top management will help to ensure that it stays a priority for your business.
Well, also, management tends to have the purse strings.
Yeah.
So if you find that we need to upgrade XYZ from a software, from computers, from this is out of date.
Right.
The more they're aware, the yeah. more they can now budget ahead saying, yeah. okay, we have to allocate X amount of yeah. dollars next year or maybe in the next 6 months to make sure this is upgraded and this is upgraded
that's right.
and secure. And
well, because they're aware of the importance, mm-hmm. right? And yeah. that's the key. Another place that you can connect the quality with your cybersecurity is in your internal audits. So you could expand your internal audits to some degree to audit to whether some of the cyber disciplines are being followed.
Okay.
You know, is training being done? Are people logging off of systems when they should log off?
Right.
Do we have sticky notes with passwords on the side of monitors
or
out
underneath
the shop?
Or underneath the keyboard.
Underneath the keyboard. Yeah. That's yeah. another great, mm-hmm. great security
yes,
technique,
yes.
right?
No one would look there.
It's like the key under the doormat, yeah. right? Same kind of thing.
What's the first place anybody looks for the
yeah,
key?
Yeah, it's the key, is the doormat yeah. or the flower pot, one right. of those two, right?
Right.
Internal audits can be effective, at least at a high level. Maybe there are things that are more technical that a regular ISO internal auditor may not be qualified to inspect, mm-hmm. but there certainly are things that could be included as part of internal audit. And then I guess the last one I would mention is corrective and preventive action. You know, when things happen or are found in an audit or found in management review, or there's a KPI that looks a little wonky, do we want to open a corrective action to try to look at the root of the issue so that we can avoid this becoming a major incident. Or if the worst thing happens and there is a cyber attack or isn't a cyber incident, certainly you got to jump on it and get it corrected in the moment. Mm-hmm. But then the aftermath, are we going to really investigate how we could have prevented that or should have prevented that from the beginning?
And also how your response, how good your response was.
Exactly right. Mm-hmm. And what can we do to really strengthen ourselves
right.
for the future? And isn't that what corrective action is all about?
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So there are a lot of different ways that this can tie into a quality system. We didn't mention much about training, but I think that one's maybe a little bit obvious.
Well, you know, but to a point, you know, I'd like to go into that a little bit because training puts the general worker into this category,
yeah.
which is your most vulnerable,
yeah.
more than likely.
Yeah.
Two, that keeping those lines of communication with management and showing the importance of it. If you're supposed to be taking training and you're saying, hey, we're going to have a report based on this, the more they realize your buy-in,
right.
the more they're going to pay attention to
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
and there's a
yeah.
problem. Just like anything else. If they're but you know, if you've worked with your employee engagement for their machines, their computers are going to be the same way. This is an important thing. And I know and I don't want to get too personal about it, but I know we've had issues where you know, we're a company. We've been, yeah. you know, people have tried to get us. We communicate to one another
yeah.
when that, hey, I got this weird phishing email. Look out for it.
Yeah.
So those are the kinds yeah. of things that, again, that gets that buy-in and that culture.
Yeah. And it's built, it's heightened the awareness. Mm-hmm. I think all of us are more alert.
Absolutely.
To things. And whereas we might raise issues that are not really issues, but the fact that we did that means we're being aware.
Right.
And we're being careful. And we're being educated to know what to look for.
Yes.
And if in doubt, get it checked, you know, yes. and sometimes we'll send something to our IT department and say, can you check this and make sure it's safe?
Yep, yep.
I don't want to download this file because it doesn't look quite right or I wasn't expecting it.
Yes.
Can you guys just run a scan on it before I download it so that I don't inadvertently get malware on my computer?
And also the importance of it's okay to stop productivity
yeah.
and be safe.
Yep. Great way to say that, X, because wouldn't you want someone who's in an unsafe situation, say out in the shop or out in the field,
yeah.
to stop and do get your safety gear on.
Yeah.
Make sure that things are that no one can get injured and you're following proper right. procedures before proceeding. Because the worst that can happen, obviously, is someone gets injured or even worse than that.
Right.
Well, same thing here. Why not stop, take a moment, make sure that it's safe to do what you're going to
yeah.
do. If you have safe practices that are necessary in a certain operation in your manufacturing environment, aren't you going to put those safe practices into your process instructions? Aren't you going to put those safe practices into your training?
Of course you are.
Aren't you going to put mm-hmm. signage and warnings up? Aren't yep. you going to hire people who are qualified to work in a safe manner? It's no different. It's just that it's unseen.
Yeah.
It's that invisible thing. I yep. don't see it and I don't quite understand it, so I don't know that I can talk about it.
Right.
Well, how about you get yourself up to speed, at least to a level where you can have a conversation with the professionals so that you can say, what are the general disciplines as a business we should have in place?
Yeah.
And how can the quality system help?
Absolutely. Are there any specific cybersecurity processes that a company might need to implement above and beyond integrating cyber into an existing QMS?
Yeah, I think so. And in some degree, this is just different terminology for the same things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a practice of prevention and detection, which is used in the cyber world, preventing something from happening or detecting it. So questions that a quality manager could ask are, what are the prevention and detection methods that we have?
Okay.
Are they being maintained? Who's monitoring them? Are we using the information to take action when necessary? What happens if that detection or prevention system fails?
Mm-hmm.
How would we know that we're vulnerable? You know, you don't have to be the technology expert, but you can start asking some pesky questions.
Right.
You know, another one is incident response, where
that's really important.
Something mm-hmm. happens, somebody clicks something, or a system that's taken offline for some reason, incident occurs. Okay, we've got to have a plan of action for how we're going to deal with it, how we're going to get things back online. Well, isn't that control of non-conforming product?
Yeah.
It's just not product. But that's non-conformance,
right? Yep.
And in the cyber world, you'd call it an incident.
Yep.
I guess you'd call that in the safety world too. I think that's the same term they use.
Well, yeah, when, and you have, you know, incident. If there's a fire drill or somebody was injured, What's our response?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then resilience and recovery is kind of the planning for long term. How do we ensure we're able to continue operations in the event something happens? That's being resilient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do we have backup systems? Do we have redundancy in our systems? Do we have a plan to recover quickly if something were to occur?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned the backup issue earlier in the case of ransomware, how that's mm-hmm. often you go, oh, let me get my backup,
right?
Install all that information. We'll just go back to work. But now you turn and say, well, let me go find my backup. And then
who has that?
Who has that? Where is it?
Why is Joe on vacation this week?
Yeah, exactly right. Or it's out online and nobody knows the password to get to it.
Right.
You know, or
do we have a computer that wasn't attached to the system
exactly
to be able
right.
to go in and get it?
That's one of the mm-hmm. key things about data backup is it should be segregated from your system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if someone is infecting your computer system, could they also lock down or encrypt your backup, and now you're just locked out from it. So there, that's an under the heading of resilience and recovery.
Mm-hmm.
What's our plan? And do we test the plan? You know, you talked about fire drills earlier. You know, we're kind of used to going out in the parking lot, and standing under the light, and getting counted, head count, and all that kind of thing.
Why did it have to be during a rainy day?
Exactly right. Yeah. You know, do you not only do your data backups, but do you test them? Do you practice restoring the data, make sure it's actually working?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what to do in the case of an attack in ransomware? What's somebody supposed to do? Just in a simple manner, what's somebody supposed to do if a phishing email comes into their inbox? Do they just delete it? Do they do more than that? Do they report it to somebody?
Right.
Well,
we know we're not supposed to click on it.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
So yeah, these are just, to some degree, the same mindset is brought to cybersecurity as with quality.
Mm-hmm.
Terminology is different. The technologies are different. The issues are somewhat different, but overall the strategies are pretty similar.
Yep. So the big question is, are there any ISO standards or other standards that might assist companies with their cybersecurity needs?
Yeah, standards can be used as a best practice to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Like what are the minimum things I should be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And you can go so far as to get certified sometimes,
right.
You know, which is a different level of compliance, I guess you'd say. But there is an ISO standard called ISO 27001,
mm-hmm.
Which is very similar to the way that ISO 9001 is organized.
Okay.
It's just all the quality terminologies are pulled out and the information security information to put in.
Okay.
But it's still planning, management review, internal audits, documents, things that we're used to seeing
as
quality professionals, but it has the controls necessary to protect information. And that's the ISO version of protection information.
Well, and I think that goes beyond cybersecurity. It's an information security management system. So it gets into some of the things with paper. Where do you store things?
Yeah.
You know, how should you do things if you're not working?
Yeah, are your file cabinets locked?
Exactly.
Are certain areas of the facility designated as sensitive and only certain people can get access to them?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So as you just stop and think about information, as protecting information is necessary in whatever form it's in.
Mm-hmm.
So to the degree that there's certain risks to information, you would put certain appropriate protections in place. But it's great in the way of it kind of is a top-to-bottom review of what goes on in your organization. And it also has that continual improvement mindset brought to it that ISO brings, that things aren't always as good as they can be or as good as they should be.
Right.
And how do we, on an ongoing basis, monitor our progress and make improvements? ISO 27001 is a really good standard. Our company implements it.
Yep.
I mean, we're information systems,
you know,
kind of a company. We're also certified to 27001, just like we're certified to 9001. Those are important to us, and those disciplines are important to our customers, you know, as well.
So there might be, and I'm not trying to get people off the hook here, but clearly some places might need to be certified to ISO 27001, and they might desire that. But if nothing else, you could use it for being compliant and use it as a good springboard to get you up to speed on this whole cybersecurity.
And it's another way to to leverage what you've already done.
Yeah.
Because it's an ISO management system. Right. It can help you apply any of your practices that you have in place for mm-hmm. management system to the world of information security. Okay. Now, there are industry special standards. One that comes to mind is with the Department of Defense.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new standard that is just coming out called CMMC, Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification. I've been up to my eyeballs with this thing for about 2 years now.
Yes, we've done a lot of webinars on it. We've done a lot
exactly
of stuff
right.
with it.
The Department of Defense has a lot of sensitive information, and the products that are produced and manufactured for the DoD, for our warfighters, all that equipment, all the materials, all the systems that are used on the battlefield are manufactured by the private sector. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever thought about.
Yeah.
The government doesn't manufacture any of that.
They outsource
They don't have any manufacturing capabilities.
Right.
They outsource it all.
Yeah.
Guess where all that specifications need to go? Outsourced. They're outsourced, right?
Right.
It needs to transmit and transfer to suppliers who then transmit and transfer to their suppliers, et cetera,
and so
et cetera.
And so forth,
there's
yeah.
information spread all over the place, things used by our military to defend our country that are in Smith's machine shop.
Right. Well, and they're not necessarily top secret either. That's the thing that I think a lot of people were thinking, oh, well, if it's military, it's top secret. If you're making a ball bearing or you're making – you know, something that something that holds the gun or just this little piece of a plane, that's in itself not top secret.
Right.
But it still needs to be secured.
There's a mm-hmm. really infamous story and very real, very scary story of the Joint Strike, I think it's the F-35, this fighter system. And 3 years after we came out with that new weapon system, one of our adversaries, China, came out with a duplicate, just called something else.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee they didn't, in 3 years, go figure out how to build their own fighter jet.
No.
The same as ours.
No.
They also didn't hack the DoD systems to go get the drawings and specifications. They didn't hack tier one, you know, prime contractors Boeing and Lockheed and those guys. They went to Smith's machine shop and John's machine shop and this engineering firm and that testing firm and this software house helped themselves on these less secure networks to the same drawings, put them all together into this picture that allowed them to manufacture the same weapon system that we have.
Yep.
And the DoD has seen this happen time and time again. And now they're saying all suppliers for the Department of Defense have to meet a certain cybersecurity requirement called CMMC. You know, those are things that our customers ask us to help them with.
Mm-hmm. So what words of advice would you have for our listeners on where they can start if they just want to begin to incorporate cybersecurity into their QMS?
Yeah, I think the place to start is with discussing it with senior management.
Okay.
I think an easy way to do that is in your management reviews, when you're starting to talk about risks and opportunities, which you should regularly be doing, okay, and you're talking about different ways in which your organization can be impacted by a certain risk, that cybersecurity is brought out as a real risk that we carry as an organization, and that we should be managing cybersecurity in a similar vein that we manage our quality, and that you get buy-in from senior management.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you can bring goals and objectives or KPIs or data into those meetings and start to get people more aware of, first of all, I don't have to be technical to manage this.
Right.
I can learn the new vocabulary. Don't overwhelm them with techno speak. You'll lose them really fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
But make it straightforward that how about we just pay attention to the training that we're providing our employees, the updates that we're making on our network, the backups that we're making of our network.
Are we making backups of our
network? Are we making backups? Have they ever been tested?
Yes.
You know, just some basic blocking and tackling and then kind of expand it from there. But I would definitely start with senior management and then, you know, make an inventory of things that go on in your organization that or should be going on in your organization related to cybersecurity.
So a little bit of a gap analysis.
A little bit of a gap analysis. Do we access data from our homes?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have computers out in the shop? Gap assessment is a really good way to look at it. Using one of the standards is a really good way to look at it. just to take inventory, take stock of what you really are doing. And of course, you know, our consultants can do, you know, pretty straightforward gap assessments.
Yes.
For cybersecurity, just to raise awareness and get you started.
Absolutely.
If somebody needs some help.
Yeah.
And X, one other thing that can be done is a more formal risk assessment, which is another way to look at a gap assessment, I guess. But it's from the point of view of what are the various risks that we face? How urgent are they? How big of a deal are they? What's the ramifications or the impact that it might have?
Mm-hmm.
That's another way to sort the priorities in your organization. You know, we have the tools and templates and the people to help companies go through and do a formal risk assessment if that's what they want to
do.
And
we went through, I think it's called the improvement plan.
Yeah.
We did go through that when we talked about some risks. So that is available if you're a current core customer on our resource library.
Yeah. And in fact, cybersecurity is on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. A couple or three ways it's in there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So in kind of wrapping this up, do you have any examples on how a company has gone through a major security breach and turned it around to actually improve their customer satisfaction?
Yeah, great question. Again, I'm going to reach back a couple of years because it helps you see the end of the story, I guess. But T-Mobile had a major incident in 2021 in August. There was a major data breach. A lot of customer personal information was stolen. A lot of identity theft, you know, occurred because you got to figure it's, you know, everybody who had a phone. And so there were millions of users or people's data that was exposed, and they had to go and put prevention measures in place and bring their customers along with them, because immediately their reputation was tarnished. Immediately everybody questioned, well, gee, should I even be using T-Mobile if they're getting hacked? But they were very transparent about the whole thing. They informed their customers as to what happened and what steps they were taking. And they have really rebuilt their brand to show that cybersecurity is top of mind for them and that they're very responsive in the event something does happen. And in the end, I think it's really, they've turned it around to be a positive, to show the resilience of their organization and how seriously they took, you know, the compromise of personal information that occurred.
So sort of risk and opportunities. They took the opportunity to do the right thing. You know, make it better for the customer.
So those are, you know, you can turn something negative into a positive. You really need to have a plan to do it and then have the willingness to push through and rebuild your credibility in that case. And I think T-Mobile did a great job with it.
That is a good example. I guess this really helps us see, you know, from the numbers we're talking about, especially from small business. I mean, 82%, you know, I mean, and some of the things that you talked about, how important this is as a form of quality.
Yeah.
It's almost not an issue of if, but when.
Yeah.
You know, and you need to learn
how. It's very real.
It is.
It's very, very real. It's hard to see it, it's hard to understand it, but mere mortals can learn the basics.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm an example of that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've kind of started really becoming passionate about this when I, you know, a couple of years after I started here. And I've seen that growth from you, but also our company of how it's almost second nature. And I think, not to get into the weeds a little bit more, but the culture that's been built since, you know, you've determined this is really an aspect of our quality. It's just ingrained now from the beginning.
It's an aspect of our success.
Mm-hmm.
And our success depends on protecting information just as much as it depends on meeting customer needs and meeting and delivering good customer satisfaction. Yeah. I think it's all tied into one thing. And just because we are an online company and we deal with technology a lot doesn't make us that unique. Right. Everybody has data and information that they're the custodian of and they have to protect. At least we should start asking some new questions.
Yeah.
As part of our quality system, because we're, you know, we do dive into the area of risk and customer needs and customer satisfaction, and this is all tied together.
Well, Scott, it's always a pleasure to have you on, but this is really, really informative. This is, I think, something that we are going to be talking about ISO 27001, and it's going to be really important for people to realize just how much it matters.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you being on and talking about it. and showing your passion with it.
It's my pleasure, and I love the new look in the studio.
Yeah, this is fun. I like this. This is fun.
Exactly right.
We'll have to use them as much as we can, but not too much. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening today. I hope you've enjoyed our podcast, and I certainly hope it's been informative for you. As a special offering this week, we're thrilled to present our listeners with a downloadable cybersecurity self-assessment guide. This resource will help you determine your current vulnerability level to a cyber attack. You can find the link in the podcast description below. Now, if you're looking for more information about Core Business Solutions and how we can help you with ISO certification or cybersecurity, what we talked about today, please email us at info@thecoresolution.com. You can also reach our website at www.thecoresolution.com as well. And if you haven't already followed us on your favorite podcast platform, be sure to do so. That way you won't miss the next Quality Hub podcast when it's released next week. Thanks for being here and have a great day.